The Nationals in Atlanta squaring off with the Braves. 1-0 Nats in the third. Ryan Zimmerman looking for his 100th RBI of the season with two men on facing Luis Gohara.
Ground ball to the hole left side. Base hit past a diving Ruiz. And in to score is Turner. It's 2-0. And the 0-2 pitch. Foul tipped into the catcher's mitt. And that's a strikeout. Nine up, nine down. Four punchouts for Scherzer. He is dominant early. And at the end of three, the Nationals have the upper hand, leading the Braves 2-0.
And a 1-2 pitch. Grounded toward the hole and off the glove of Ruiz. It'll kick into left field. Scoring easily is Worth. In all likelihood, that'll be scored in error.
Another 0-2 pitch. Backdoor slider rifled past Ruiz down the left field line. Turner scores. Rendon going to second. The throw by Peterson is not in time. Fairly close play, but it's an RBI double for Rendon. A 4-2 lead for Washington. And here he comes again. Rifled right back past Scherzer. Almost hit him. Fielded by the shortstop, Turner was playing him up the middle, who throws out Camargo.
The Nationals double up the Braves 4-2 as Max Scherzer notches his 15th win. He goes seven innings, allowing two runs, striking out seven. He also ties Pedro Martinez and Fergie Jenkins for four consecutive 250-plus strikeout seasons. That's second all-time. The Braves come up short against the Nationals. Manager Brian Snitker spoke after.
I liked him. You know, he battles. He's a big kid. He's a strike thrower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gets the ball over the plate. And I thought he was a little sharper the other day in Washington, and he was pretty good. So, you know, I like the fact he got us into the seventh inning, and kid competes. It's good stuff, and this is a really good hitting ball club, and it's the second time they saw him too. So, you know, he had a chance to win the game. But you know, heck, we had chances. I mean, we got narrowed the gap there, and it's almost. You know, against a guy like that, let's just keep it close for as long as we can and see maybe if we can keep it close and maybe the next guy will bend a little bit. But, you know, we had some good at-bats off of him, and he was sharp. I mean, he was tough. But it's, you know, and the game was manageable. We had chances. He's just sore. His thumb's still sore, and he's been kind of playing through it. And I think he just got to a point where, you know, we're going to have to back off a little bit. I don't think it's anything. It's not serious. There's no structural damage or anything. It's just sore.
The series continues on Wednesday with Lucas Sims on the hill.